आप SBS उर्दू के साथ हैं।
ग्रीन्स पार्टी का कहना है कि भारत इंडियन सिटीजनशिप अमेंडमेंट एक्ट 2019 के जरिए इंसानी हकूक की खिलाफ वर्जी कर रहा है और ऑस्ट्रेलिया को चाहिए कि भारत के साथ तजारती ताल्लुकात में तब्दीली लाई जाए। न्यू साउथ वेल्स की पार्लियामेंट में ग्रीन्स पार्टी के MP डेविड शूब्रिज ने SBS उर्दू से गुफ्तगू में कहा कि भारत से ताल्लुक रखने वाले ऑस्ट्रेली अवाम अपने मुल्क के बारे में फिक्रमंद हैं और चाहते हैं कि इंडियन सिटीजनशिप अमेंडमेंट एक्ट 2019 के गलत इस्तेमाल को रोका जाए। डेविड शूब्रिज का मजीद क्या कहना था, आइए सुनते हैं SBS उर्दू से उनकी गुफ्तगू।
The motion that I think is on the books is we wanted the Australian government to require an ongoing dialogue as part of its broader engagement with the Modi administration that critically reviews this amendment act, and we have in our relations with a number of countries, and you know, I'd nominate China at the top of that list. Part of the ongoing engagement with China and with other countries is there's a human rights dialogue element to it, and it's accepted that in annual diplomatic exchanges that the position of human rights will be discussed and will be raised in the dialogue with Australia. And we're saying, well, that the same should be raised in the dialogue with India. We want a strong and positive relationship with India. But you know, that needs to also be open and honest and respectful of our democratic values and what I think, you know, the great majority of Australians believe are and should be India's democratic values.
What are some of the major concerns that you have in relation to the Act?
Well, our concern has been the way in which that Amendment Act, for the first time ever in India's history, actively discriminates on the basis of religion when it comes to a person's right to citizenship, and actively excludes Muslims from being eligible for citizenship under those 2019 amendments. So I think that's the first time we've seen that active use of religion as a form of legal discrimination for citizenship in India's history. And we've seen, you know, substantial ongoing concerns within India and across the world by reason of that active religious discrimination.
What do you think those concerns
have seemed very reasonable. They've been backed up by, for example, the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, you would have seen this yourself in your research, called the 2019 amendments fundamentally discriminatory in nature. And, you know, a bare reading of the amendments, makes that evident.
Okay. And can you elaborate or tell our audience what is basically happening in India because of this, as you say, misuse of the bill?
Many people of Muslim faith in India feel like they are being actively discriminated against and don't have a pathway to citizenship, or if they don't have adequate papers, may be denied Indian citizenship. And there's also the other obvious concern that minorities that don't fall within the narrow definition of those 2019 amendments, such as Rohingyas and the like, will also be, you know, actively discriminated against if they seek to obtain Indian citizenship. And, you know, these concerns are inevitable when a country passes legislation that overtly and directly discriminates on the basis of religion.
In the motion, you also asked the Australian government to renegotiate the trade agreements between Australia and India, so they include human rights clause. Yeah. Can you elaborate that?
Well, as a Greens MP, I fundamentally believe that that we should ensure that when we have trade agreements, you know, with any really any significant trade agreement, should not be limited just to trade. That there should be an expectation that workers' rights and human rights will also be part of a negotiated agreement. And I believe if we're talking about expanding trade with India, which I think is broadly supported both in Australia and in India, that we should also ensure that when we're expanding that trade and expanding and deepening that relationship, that it also comes with it, brings with it an expectation that that human rights will be respected, that basic working rights will be respected, and I don't think that's an unreasonable ask in trade agreements, and I believe that should be on the table in trade agreements with Australia and India, and indeed whenever Australia enters into trade agreements.
Now, foreign affairs is a federal government domain. How do you propose the changes from a state level perspective?
Well, there's these concerns, I think, are concerns that are being felt not just in Canberra, and of course, you know, we have large populations of Indian Australians in Sydney, in Melbourne, in the big population centres well away from Canberra. And, you know, part of the obligation you have as a representative MP at a state level is to also raise those concerns that come to you from the community. But I think we've seen a failure by the federal government to put these matters on the agenda. And I believe that there is a valuable role in state parliaments raising and broadening these kind of debates. So I think if we just pretend that this can only be limited to Canberra and only be limited to the federal parliament, well, then I don't think that respects the sort of the depth of concern in the community and the fact that many of these communities have their strongest connections to at a state level.
How concerned is the overall Indian community in Australia about this issue?
Well, I think this is part of a broader concern about a lurch to the right in Indian politics and a concern about a rising authoritarianism in Indian politics. This is a touchstone issue, I mean that. But I think there are, you know, many people who look to India and see, you know, a country that has a long and deep democratic tradition, you know, going back to its to the immediate post-war years, and feel that tradition is in peril with an increasingly authoritarian bent in particularly under the Modi government, and you know, the rights to protest, the concerns about active discrimination against Muslim Indians, they're part of this broader concern about that rightward lurch in Indian politics.
Thank you so much, David, for talking to SBS Urdu.
That's my pleasure. Good speaking.
आप SBS उर्दू के साथ हैं।